今朝早仍然愿意同弟兄姊妹一同交通以弗所书。
This morning we'll continue in sharing with brothers and sisters here and from the book of Ephesians.
请我们打开以弗所书第二章。
So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
我们由第十九节开始读。
We'll begin with verse 19.
以弗所书第二章第十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
这样你们不再作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神藉着圣灵居住的所在。
Beginning of verse 19, it reads, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.In whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
好，翻嚟第十节，第二章嘅第十节。
Let's go back a little bit and turn to verse 10, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善。就是神所预备叫我们行的。
It reads, For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them.
好，今日读圣经又读到呢度。
So our Bible reading will end here today.
请我们再一次低头祷告。
Let's come together in prayer once again.
亲爱的主，感谢你，又让我们聚在你的面前。
Dearly beloved Lord, we thank you once again for gathering us together before your presence.
主啊，你是一切的根源。
You indeed are the foundation of all.
你是我们所有的一切。
You are all in all.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
藉着你，我们都能够到父的面前。
Because of you, we are able to gain entrance to the presence of God.
主啊，也因着你，我们能够得到这个永远的生命。
And because of you, we are able to now to have eternal life.
主啊，你实在是要用着人，要得着从人当中，你哋得着一切嘅称颂同埋赞美。
We recognize that you desire to attain men for yourselves, so that from men you will gain all the praises and thanksgiving.
啊，并且你要与人嚟到联合。
But not only that, you desire to work, to co-work with men.
主啊，并且你要用着我们能够在你的面前，在这个宇宙，这个的世界的里面，来到彰显你自己。
And that we might be able to manifest yourself here in this world, in this universe.
主啊，将来有一天，你还要再来接这个辛苦到荣耀的里面去。
One day we know that you shall return to take this bride of yours to be where you are.
主啊，愿你帮助我们，叫我们晓得如何的来到预备我们的自己，以至到我们可以在主的面前一同的来到蒙恩。
And so we ask that you help us then how to learn how to properly prepare so that we might be able to be vessels of your blessing.
你叫我们更对你有更多的认识。
So that we might come to know you more.
主啊，我们将这段时间交回给主，求主的同在显在我们中间。
We do commit this, the rest of this time back into your hands. May your presence be experienced here.
求主自己的圣灵亲自的运行在我们的中间。
And that the Holy Spirit will move freely here.
主啊，你再向我们说话。
And then to be able to speak with us.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 頭先我哋讀嘅嗰節嘅聖經第十九節咧，佢就話：你們不再作外人和客旅，是與聖徒同國，是神家裏的人了。
Verse 19, the verse that we read earlier, it states, So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household.
今朝早願意同弟兄姊妹交通呢一個題目。
So this morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters this particular theme.
教會是神的國。
The church is the kingdom of God.
上一次同弟兄姊妹一起交通到教会是基督的身体。
Last time, we had the opportunity to share on the fact that the church is the household of God.
而且这个教会
The church is the body of God. Body of Christ.
基督作为那个头教会是作为他的身体。
That the church is the body of Christ.Christ being the head and the church being the body.
个头所有的丰富所有的性质都是透过这个身体来到显明出来的。
And all of the characteristics of the head, all of the abundance and fullness of the head is manifested through the body.
神今天要的是一个能够活出基督的一个身体。
And what God desires to gain today is a body that is able to live out Christ.
并且呢我们知道教会是一个不是我们常常要提的觉得是一个建筑物。
Now, the church is not a, building.
因为在哥林多前书一章二节那里已经讲了，就是说所有在基督里面成圣的蒙召作圣徒的并且在各处求告主耶稣名的人，这所有的人都包括在这个教会这个范围的里面。
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter, 1 verse 2 it tells us that those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus are called to be saints, along with those who are in every other place that are called into the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. So we are all called to be saints.
所以不认识神的人他们就会觉得教会走街都是啦，你走过去见到那里哪里有个十字架或者哪间建筑物有这样的形象，那些就是教会。
So in the secular world, what everyone else sees is, well, the church. Well, the church is just that building over there. You can walk down the street and you see lots of churches. Just identify them by the cross. If there's a cross in front of the building, that's the church.
我以前有一个老师呢，他又跟我讲过，我不会信基督教的，我要信天主教。
And so I used to have a coworker, and he would say, I do not want to believe in Protestantism, but instead I would choose to believe in Catholicism.
我说为什么啊？有没有为什么你要去信天主教？
And so I asked, well, why is it that you would rather be a Catholic?
他说那些教堂才够庄严的嘛，那些教堂那些建筑物才是宏伟的嘛。
Because he says, only the Catholic Church has the majesty or the splendor in their buildings.
那些才是教会的，你们基督教一层楼又说 是教会。
Those have, they look at their building compared to the building in the Protestant faith. In the Protestant faith, anybody can just use any building and call it a church.
不认识神的人，他们可以有这样的观念。
So now that might be the concept that's held by the general populace. And it's because they really do not understand what the church consists of or what is the importance of the church. So So what they see is just from the exterior. They only see it from the outside.
但是我们今天要从神的话里面去认识究竟教会是什么。
But today we want to look into the Word of God to understand what the church really is.
教会的作用又是什么?
What is the function of the church?
我刚才已经说了教会的头是基督身体是教会。
Earlier we said that the head of the church is Christ and that the church itself is the body of Christ.
神要用一个这样的身体来到彰显神自己那个的荣耀丰富。
And God desires to utilize the church to manifest, to display all of the abundance and the glory of God.
而你和我都是在这个教会的范围里面。
And you and I are included in the church.
就说你都是教会里面的一份子。
That means that you are a member of the church.
所以因此神要用我们。
And so it just means that God desires to use each one of us.
有这样的缘故，弟兄姊妹，我们就要警醒，我们就要有所操练学习。
Since that is the case, then each one of us needs to be alert. Each one of us needs to learn the lessons.
所以我们经常都说，要付代价去跟随，要背十字架。
And that's why you oftentimes hear us say that each one of us needs to pay the price. Each one of us needs to bear our own cross.
并且要藉着肢体的彼此的配搭来活出基督身体的实在。
And then through the coordinated working together of the body, members of the body, then we're able to manifest the body of Christ.
所以教会是他的身体。
So yes, the church is the body of Christ.
但是刚才我们读的教会除了他是身体之外还是神的国。
But we see something else in the verse that we read. Aside from the fact that the church is the body of Christ, we recognize that the church is also the kingdom of God.
所以第十九节就说这样你们不再是作外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国。
And that's why in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19, it tells us, therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but that you are fellow citizens with the saints, members of the household of God.
其实这个不单止在以弗所书里面提。
Now, this particular concept is not just presented in Ephesians alone.
无论我们从旧约的圣经、新约的圣经，我们都看到同样的意思。
And so we see consistency from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们在出埃及记19章第6节那里。
In Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, God already spoke to this matter.
他说，你们要归我作祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
In verse 6, it says, And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
讲这句话的时候，神是将以色列人救他们脱离埃及，行到去西乃山的时候，神向
Now, at the time that God spoke these words, He had already taken them out from Egypt and have gone through and brought them to Mount Sinai. And it was at that particular place that God declared this to them. That you are to be a kingdom of priests. You are to be a holy nation.
要以色列人成为一个国度。
God desires for the Israelites to be a kingdom.
在新约的圣经里面，我们亦都在彼得前书都提过。
What about the New Testament? It also records for us in 1 Peter.
弟兄姊妹，这句话对我来讲是非常之熟悉的。
Now, this particular verse is a very familiar verse to all of us.
他说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类。 是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国民，是属神的子民。
This says there, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people.
你们是被拣选的族类。
You, it says, are a chosen race.
圣经里说，你们就是我们，就是这帮人，就是教会。
And this you that the Bible refers to is the church. That means you and me.
同埋历世历代嘅所有嘅信徒。
Is you and me together with all the saints throughout all generations?
我谂我唔需要再解释呢一个。
I don't think I need to go into more detail about that.
但另一处嘅圣经启示录一章第五至第六节。
And then in Revelation chapter 1 verses 5 to 6,
他说他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，这个是主自己作的。
And so it says there, to him who loves us and releases us from our sins by his blood. Of course, this was the work done by the Lord himself.
然后第六节他又说又使我们成为国民，作他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀权能归给他直到永永远远。
But verse 6 goes on to tell us that He has made us to be a kingdom, a priest to His God and Father. To Him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
嗱，我哋读中文嘅时候，我哋睇到又使我们成为国民，但其实原来嘅意思就系使我哋成为一个国度或者系一个王国。
In the Chinese, it says that He has made us to be citizens of the kingdom. But in reality, what it means is that He has made us to be a kingdom.
英文都是这样说，是一个国。
So that's what it is in the English translation, which is a kingdom.
所以神要得着一个教会。
So yes, God desires to gain for himself the church.
这个教会是代表神的国的。
And this church represents the kingdom of God.
所以弟兄姊妹就很清楚，神要教会能够代表神的国。
So it's very clear. God wants for the church to represent the kingdom of God.
讲到国嘅时候，
So then when we come to the word kingdom,
有几样嘢我哋需要一定有嘅，然后先至成为国。如果唔系话，就唔能够成为国。
There are several things that must be present in order for that one thing to be, in order for that entity to be a kingdom.
第一件。需要一个统治者。
First, there must be a ruler.
或者话我哋讲嘅元首啊。
It could be the head.
或者系总统啊、行政长官啊、主席啊。无论你用咩嘅话，呢个系一个统治者嘅。
No matter what the vocabulary word that you use, whether it be president, the premier, it represents the same.Idea, the ruler.
要有一个作头嘅。
There must be someone who is the authority, the head.
我哋记得喺士师记嗰度话，喺士师记嘅里头有咁样嘅记载，系一句非常之熟悉而且系代表性嘅。
So in Judges, it tells us, there's a particular verse and that's very telling and it's a very familiar verse or a description.
他说他们当中没有王，所以呢他们呢就任意而行。
It says here that there was no king amongst them and everyone did according to what pleased them.
所以这个王或者这个为首这个统治的是非常的重要。
So, the fact that there must be a king, there must be a ruler, that is critical for, in order for a kingdom to exist.
当时的以色列人圣经说在 在地上面他们没有王，他们里面没有一个王在他们的心中，以至于他们就乱这么做。
And so the description that's told to us in the Bible was that at that particular time, the Israelites did not have a king. And because they did not have a king, then everyone did according to what was in their heart. So that meant chaos.
所以这是第一点，要有一个统治者。第二呢，就要有国民。
So this is the first item that must exist in order for a kingdom to exist. That's the ruler. But second are citizens.
有国王。也有人民。
So there is a king or ruler, and then there must be citizens.
人民是要接受这个的管治。
Now the citizens are under the rule of the ruler.
有人民才显出这个王的权力。
Only when there is the general population? Will you be able to see the authority that is in the ruler who is over the people?
有一个统治的，有一个国民，然后再有这个组合要有权柄。
So only when we see a ruler and when we see citizens will we be able to see the authority that is there.
这个权柄是可以说看不到的，但是实在也是看得到。
Now authority, it is something that is not, you can say, visible to the eye, but at the same time, it is something that one can see.
如果有王有民却没有权柄的话呢，这个也都不能够显出一个国。
If there was a king and there were the people in the kingdom and yet there was no authority, it is not a real kingdom.
我记得在撒母耳记下呢第七章那里讲到大卫晚年的时候做了一件事情，圣经是指他是犯了一次的错误。
And so in 2 Samuel chapter 7, it tells us of a wrong that David had committed.
那次做什么呢？他就是要数点民数。
What was the issue at hand? The issue at hand was that David wanted to take a census.
Yeah. 当时做元帅那个叫做约押，他就觉得这件事情不是对。And so
at that time, the individual who was given the authority to take the census did not think that it was the right thing to do.
所以就劝告大卫，不如我们不应该这样做。
And so he went to King David and suggested that they not go through with the taking of the census.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你还记得的话，圣经就这样记着说，他说王的命令是胜过了约押和众官长。
But it tells us that the command from the king overrode the request from the census taker.
Yeah. 听姐妹，这个就是王的权柄。
And brothers and sisters, this then is the authority of a king.
我记得好多年前咧，香港个第一位嘅行政长官吓，佢俾人踢落台。
I remember while back now, the elected premier in Hong Kong was taken out of office.
Yeah. 我真正的原因不说啊，就是当时呢，行政长官的话呢，没人听。
At that time, we're not going to go into all the details, but at that particular time, he had lost his authority. What he said was not carried out. No one was willing to accept or receive his commands.
虽然他是在位，但是他的权柄呢，就等于空前。
Even though he still held the seat of the president, but yet he didn't have the reality of any authority.
除了有一个统治的，除了有国民有权柄，最后一样就要有法律。
And so aside from these important factors, a ruler, a citizen, and also a citizenship, and also authority, there must be laws.
法律或者是我们讲的律法。
These are laws that govern.
是要国民所有的民是受到保护。
It is to protect the citizens.
是使到国民来个安全过日子。
The laws will allow the citizens to live peacefully.
如果没有这个律法，国人乱咁作啊，譬如话冇红灯绿灯嘅红灯绿灯的限制，就横冲直撞嘅啦啲车。
Without the laws, then anyone can do whatever they want. Say, for example, we had no red light or traffic lights was red and green lights. Then that means that everyone would be going in all directions.
一个国嘅成立意义有呢啲嘅内容。
So these are the important components of a kingdom.
咁今日我哋提到呢个圣徒同国呢一个国咧。
So today, as we talk about the saints who comprises the kingdom,
这个教会是神的国这件事情。
When we talk about the church being the kingdom of God,
同样的需要有这一些的内容。
It is logical for us to deduce that you must have these factors, these components in the kingdom of God.
第一点，我哋要承认神嘅权柄。
First thing is we have to acknowledge God's authority.
神系我哋嘅统治者。
He's our king. God is our king.
佢系元首。
He's the ruler. He's the one that originates the rules.
佢系君王。
He's the king.
我哋系佢嘅国民。
We are the citizens in his kingdom.
我们是他所统治的百姓。
We are his people.
因此我们要承认他的权柄。
As such, then we need to acknowledge his authority.
我们要按照着他的说话来到生活。
We must live according to his words.
我们是根据，也都根据着他的话来到生活的。
We are to live by his words.
今日呢个世界系讲民主。
Today this world talks about democracy.
Democracy 民主呢系有象征式嘅王，但系冇实际王嘅地位。
Now in a democracy there is a figurehead of a king, but there is no real king.
大家都有权嘅，投票就得啦。
That means that everyone has.Some authority, all you need to do is to have an election or electorate.
但是教会里面不是民主。
But in the church, there is no elections.
教会的里面是神来到做统治。
In the church, God is ruling.
神的国也是神自己来做权柄。
And in God's kingdom, only God is the authority.
Yeah.所以在教会里面是只有神权，没有人权。
So that means in the church, there is only God who has full authority. There is no rights citizens' rights per se, human rights.
当神要落一个命令的时候
，When God makes a declaration,
作百姓的，作国民的，就要服从。
Then those who are the people.Then those who are the citizens must concede.
在创世纪第二章第十六节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 16.
圣经话耶和华神就吩咐他们说园中各样树上的果子你可以随便吃。只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃因为你吃的日子必定死。
It records for us 16:17 of the Lord.God commanded the man, saying, From any tree of the garden you may freely eat, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall surely not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们都清楚知道，我们都记得这件事情。
Now we all know about the backdrop of that story. We all know what had happened.
但是很多时候我们忽略了那句说话，就是耶和华神。
But oftentimes we neglect that critical statement, which is the first statement. It says, The Lord God commanded the man.
神没说跟他们说，我们现在开一下会，大家举手，看看谁个举手的人多，就不要吃这棵果树，或者是只是吃生命树。神没这样。
God didn't say,Or God didn't call everyone around and say, okay, we're going to have a meeting and then we're going to have a vote. So whoever is in favor of eating only this tree, that's what we're going to do. Or only eating this tree of life, that's what we're going to do.
神在那里说，神是吩咐他们的。
No, God stood up and commanded them.
咁啊，我哋读完创世记之后，我哋知道亚当夏娃佢哋犯咗罪。
And so after reading Genesis, we know that Adam and Eve sinned.
佢哋犯罪，咩叫犯罪
？But what does it mean?
佢哋冇听到神嘅话。
What does it mean that they sinned? What it means is that they were disobedient to God's command.
因为佢哋违背咗神嘅律法。
They turned away and violated the law of God.
违背咗神嘅命令。
They violated the commandment of God.
于是佢哋就成为咗违背咗神旨意嘅人。
And so they became those who violated the will of God.
因此佢哋亦都变成咗系成为咗神嘅仇敌。
And in so doing, they became the enemy of God.
本来是神应该是神的子民的。
They were supposed to be the citizens of God's kingdom.
如今成为神的仇敌。
But now they were the enemies of God.
所以弟兄姊妹很清楚。
So it's very clear for us.
神的子民本应是接受神的权柄。
The citizens of the kingdom of God must accept the authority of the king.
神的儿女是应该听神的话的。
The children of God should be obedient to God's words.
但如今接受了仇敌的意见。
But now what they've accepted was the enemy's words.
没听到神。
And instead this was disobedient to God.
他听了仇敌魔鬼的话。
They were instead obedient to Satan, their enemy.
弟兄姊妹，是不是很清楚的事情？
It's very clearly laid out for us.
神有个命令。
God has a commandment.
但如今人冇听，反为听咗嗰个唔应该听嘅。
But now the man, instead of listening to God and accepting His word, listened to the enemy instead.
今日呢个世界个周围都系，你成日都听到边一个国家又想推翻咗呢个政府，又唔要呢个政府。
So we hear in many governments all around the globe, there are many attempts at overthrowing the existing government.
咁我哋话呢班人其实做紧咩咧？其实造反系嘛
？So what are they doing? They're rebelling.
唔要呢一个嘅权柄，要第二个。
They don't want to accept this authority. They want another authority.
历史就话俾我哋听，起初嘅时候，我哋嘅始祖就系咁样样。
Historically, it tells history tells us that our forefathers was in that same situation.
唔要神嘅权柄。佢要接受仇敌魔鬼嘅权柄。
They rejected God's authority and accepted the enemy's authority.
所以呢件事情系非常咁紧要嘅。
So that's why this issue is very critical.
所以因此唔单止呢，神嘅国要承认神嘅权柄。
So the citizens not only must they accept the authority of the king, which is God.
仲有一点就系话。神的国只有神的权柄。
But the second point is that God is the only authority in His kingdom.
如果没有基督的权柄在教会里面，那个就不是教会。
If the church does not have the Lord's authority being the one and only authority, then it is not the church.
那个只不过是好像教会，但不是教会。
If that was the case where it did not have God, the Lord's authority, it resembles the church, but it cannot be the church.
启示录第二章嗰度就讲到一个嘅教会，叫别加摩教会。
Now it tells us that there is records for us this particular matter in Revelation chapter 2.
一个别加摩教会。
This is
Bigamo. 佢喺嗰七个教会嘅里边，神系责备佢哋嘅一个嘅教会。
The church at Pergamon.
Yeah.
This is one of the churches that was reprimanded by the Lord.
嗱，我哋就睇下点解神要责备佢哋。
So we need to look to see why.God is reprimanding this church.
在他们的当中，原来我们发觉他们没有神的权柄。
What we realize when we study the word is that there was no God's authority did not exist in this particular church.
他们有的是什么呢?
What did they hold then instead?
是巴兰的教训。
They accepted the teaching from Balaam.
是巴勒的教训。
They kept the teaching of Balak.
还有尼哥拉一党人的教训。
And they also held to the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
所以这些都不是神的权柄。
None of these are the authority of God.
只有人的权柄。
They were merely the authority of man.
所以他们受责备。
And that's the reason why they were reprimanded.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前，我们真的要认识一件事情。
We must understand something in God.
如果我们不是接受神的权柄在我们的中间，这个教会，所谓的教会，在神的面前是受责备的。If
we do not accept the authority of God over us, then we who might constitute the church is will be reprimanded.
咁呢个权柄系从边度啊？喺边度我哋可以知道呢？
How will we know then authority from God?
神嘅话语成为我哋嘅权柄。
It is the word of God that tells us His authority.
原来神嘅话发表佢自己。
The word of God reveals God Himself.
神嘅话发表是自己嘅心思。
The word of God reveals the heart of our Lord.
所以我哋话接受神嘅权柄，意思就话接受神嘅话。
So when we say we are to accept the authority of God, it means that we are to receive and accept the word of God.
神点样讲？
Whatever it is that God says,
我哋系点样做？
Then that is how we are to live.
神点样讲？
Whatever God says,
就系佢要我哋做。
Is exactly what God wants for us to do.
所以当佢话除他以外别无拯救。
So when it says that there is no salvation in any other,
我哋就唔能够以别样嘅东西嚟到作代替。
Then that means that we cannot find or cannot seek out salvation in anything else.
所以当神话佢必再快嚟。
When the Lord says that He shall return soon,
咁我哋就要喺神嘅面前嚟警醒等候。
Then we need to be alert and to wait for His coming.
并且说，如果神话我哋要如此行为的是纪念我。
When it says that do this in remembrance of me,
啊，我哋就要常常嘅如此行去擘饼纪念主。
Then we need to break bread and constantly remember Him.
仲有，如果神话要去传福音给万民。
If the word of God tells us to go and make disciples of men,
弟兄姊妹，我哋又唔好坐喺度等别人去传福音。
Then don't sit there and wait for someone else to go make disciples of men.
如果神话喺你嘅头上边有复权柄嘅记号。
If God says on your head there should be a symbol of authority,
我哋就唔要揾别一啲嘅理由。
Then you don't have to go look for some other reasons or look for some other logical things.
好似话净系风俗啫嘛，传统啫嘛，长头发咪得咯，咁样嘅理由去唔去蒙头。
To explain a law and say, oh no, that's it was just what was prevalent in that particular society in that particular age. Oh no, long hair is sufficient for a head covering. That's okay, I don't need the head covering.
我中意读呢一节嘅圣经吓。
I'd like to read actually this particular portion of scripture.
在列王记下记载一个乃曼的故事。
It's in 2 Kings and it records the story of Naaman.
有些弟兄姊妹在星期五晚上也都是查过这段故事。
And a portion of the brothers and sisters who attend Friday night fellowship upstairs also have studied this particular passage.
那里是说阿兰王的元帅呢, 乃曼佢生咗麻风。
It tells us that there is King Aram's one of his captains by the name of Naaman was a leper.
佢就嚟到以色列国嚟求医治。
And he came to Jerusalem to seek for help, to healing.
咁先知就吩咐佢话：，你去要但河洗七次身啦。
And so in response, the prophet told Naaman to go and bathe himself in the river at Jerusalem bathe himself seven times.
洗完七次身呢, 你就会好的了。
And so the prophet said, after you finish bathing yourself seven times, your leprosy will be healed.
开头他不听见句话。
Now, initially, Naaman could not accept that.
我有没有搞错啊? 冲凉我天天都冲啦。
And he was furious to say, are you kidding? I bathe every single day.
使不来到这里才冲啊?
Why do I have to come here to this river to bathe?
开头他不肯接受。
So his initial response was he was not willing to accept it.
但后来他去了,
but later he did. He did go.
于是他就得,
and as a result, he was healed.
兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters, what does this particular episode tell us? When an individual is unwilling to submit to the authority of God, there will be many reasons that they can present not to submit to God.
就是说用我们的思想,我们的头脑,我们接受过来。
Because it doesn't make sense to him. And according to our logic, according to my mind, what is said doesn't make sense.
但我们只是在那里分析那件事情。
So we're debating that particular issue.
但是我们不知道神的话就是神的权柄。
And when we do that, that means that we've lost sight of the fact that God's word is his authority. And God's words encompasses power. God's word is his authority.
好啊,
so how do we know that we need to submit to the word of God?
接受圣灵的引导,管理。
How do we do that? How do we accept God's authority? It is through the guidance or following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
即是说,我们要从圣灵那里入手,不是从人的方法里面入手。
That means the only way to submit to the authority of God is through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is not through our own means or our own channels.
地上边很多的方法,
there are lots and lots of ways, methods in this world for us to do things.
亦都有很多的理论可以帮助我们。
Lots and lots of principles that we can hold on to help us.
而且用来教导我们。
They're all there to teach us how to do this or that.
但是教会的里面, 我们要依从的是圣灵的引导。
But in the church, what we must value above all is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我信主的时候,就在香港,在一些宗派的里面信主。
I came to know and accept the Lord's salvation through a denominational church in Hong Kong.
亦都在基督徒的团契当中长大。
And in so doing, I grew up within Christian fellowship.
因为以前没有好好地这样追求主,亦都不懂得神的话,神的权柄,圣灵的管理是什么?
And so, during that beginning phase of my walk with the Lord, I didn't pursue earnestly, and so I neglected the Word of God, seeing it as an authority, and I neglected following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以那时候所有的,叫做服侍的,
so during that period of time, I involved myself with many what we had called service, but really they were only based on my own inclinations, what I wanted to do. Or you can say that I did those things or I worshipped in a way that was molded by what this world told me was right. So if our environment told us that we are to ask the Lord,
民主,
if the world tells us that we are to be in a democracy,
所以呢,在我们的团契里面,就要选职员,就要投票去选职员。
Since the world told us the democratic way was the way to go, then that means that in our church, then we also must have that, and so we voted on matters.
咁世界又话要我哋社会关怀喎。
The world told us that we need to have a concern for others.
Yeah, 咁我哋又会做好多嘅慈善嘅工作。
And so we would do good works according to what the world tells us was right.
又开始咩咧？老人中心啊，去边度有啲传福音嘅团队啊，咁样样。
And so we would be involved with building of a senior home, a senior center, or we might involve ourselves with certain groups that went out to evangelize.
哇！喺出边咧，我就觉得哇，我哋系服侍主嘅，喺度做一啲属灵嘅事情。
And so when we're out there like that, then we felt like, oh yeah, we're really serving the Lord. I'm doing something for God.
但系从冇睇过，亦都从冇问过。
But never once did it even occur to me, never once did I go back and look and ask and say, Lord, what is it that you will want for me to do?
也都没尝试过说在里面有圣灵的引导这样的事情。
Nor did I ever have that experience or permit for the opportunity to have the experience of following the Holy Spirit to lead me to do what's needed.
所以喺呢个团体嘅里边都冇叫做真系冇接受到圣灵嘅管理。
And even though that was a fellowship there, that the people there, we never were led by the Spirit.
所以呢个系我好失败嘅嗰啲嘅日子。
And so looking back, I realized I failed at every turn.During that period of time.
但是我们在主的面前，我们读神的话的时候，我们一定要看到，只有神的话是权柄，只有接受圣灵的引导，我们才能够作在准确的里面。
And so it's incumbent upon us, it's critical for us to realize that only God's words is His authority, and that we should only follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.In order for us to know His authority.
好，仲有一点，教会是神的国。
There's one other point to this theme of the church being the kingdom of God.
就是神的国有一个特点。
There are unique characteristics to the kingdom of God.
我就用教会是神的国的特点是什么？
So what is the unique characteristics of the church?
第一点，属天的。
Firstly, it is heavenly.
在腓立比书三章二十节嗰度同我哋讲。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, it tells us,
我哋却是天上的国民，并且等候救主。
It tells us that our citizenship is in heaven, for we eagerly await for the Savior, Jesus Christ.
我哋是天上边嘅国民。
We are citizens of heaven.
是要过着属天的生活的。
That means that we are to live a heavenly life.
不是属地。
We're not to live a secular life.
我记得我们的主被拉到去比拉多的面前受审判的时候。
And so when we recall that when Jesus was brought before Pontius Pilate,
他就问我们的主说你是不是犹太人的王啊？
Pontius Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews?
主就回答他说，是谁告诉你听我是犹太人的王？
The response from the Lord was, Who told you that I was the king of the Jews?
比拉多就回答主说，是你们的犹太人告诉我听的吗？
And Pontius Pilate says,It's the Jews who told us that you are the king of the Jews.
意思就话，如果你系真系犹太人嘅王，点解你本国嘅人将你交俾罗马人呢？
The meaning behind it is that Pontius Pilate was asking him, if you are the king of the Jews, then why would the Jews deliver you to the Romans?
原来弟兄姊妹，你哋记得呢句说话，佢话我嘅国不属乎呢个世界。
And then if you recall the Lord's response at that time, The Lord's response was, My kingdom is not of this world.
不单止一次讲,
he didn't state it just one time, he stated it twice.
我的国是属天的,不在地上,乃在天上边,
My kingdom is in the heavens. My kingdom is not of this world.
所以弟兄姐妹, 教会是神的国,
so, brothers and sisters, the church is the kingdom of God.
是属天的,
and it is of a heavenly nature.
我们的国王已经讲了,
our king has already stated that for us.
他的国不是在地上边,
his kingdom is not here on this world,
是在天上边,
but rather is in the heavens.
所以我们这些是他的子民,
so we who comprise his citizenship,
也是,
his citizens, we too then must be citizens of heaven. So our life should be lived in the heavenly realm. So our pursuit should be in the heavenly realm.
意思就是说,
so that means that what we should be concerned with, where our attention should be focused, is not on the things that are here that will come and go on this earth, but rather we should be focused on the heavenly matters.
教会的神的国的特征,除了属天的,还有属灵的。Aside
from this, the characteristics of the church must be spiritual.
福音第三章第五节就说,人如果不是从水和灵生的,就不能够进神的国,从灵生的就是灵。In
John chapter 3, it tells us that unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
我们进入到神的国,不是靠申请,
in order to enter into the kingdom of God, it is not by petition. It is through life.
世界上面有很多的入籍的方法,
there are many ways for us to register or petition to gain entrance to many worlds, in many immigrant, things in this world,
immigrant.
To immigrate into a country.
啊,原来最近才发现到加拿大呢, 如果你入去住够不知三年还是多少年,
recently it came to my understanding that in order to be a citizen of Canada, all you had to do was be a resident there for 3 years or whatever that year was, number of years was, and you automatically became a citizen.
成为这个天国的子民, 不是靠来聚会聚得久,
but to gain entrance into the heavenly kingdom, it is not by coming to worship for X amount of days or X amount of years.
是要经过从灵重生,
you must be born in the Spirit.
然后你才能够进入神的国,
only then will you gain entrance into the kingdom of God.
除此之外,没有别的方法,
there is no other entrance.
所以, 神的国是属天的,
so, God's kingdom is heavenly and is also in spirit.
还有一点,不在乎吃喝,
and then thirdly, it is through it's not a matter of food or drink.
在罗马书14章那里说明给你听,只在乎公义,和平,并圣灵中的喜乐。
In Romans, it tells us that it is not by eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
今天这个世界好像越来越在乎吃喝,
today's world seems to be focused very much on just eating and drinking.
用香港来做例子啊, 现在好像很多什么 cooking show 啊, 这个又在那里, 煮,
it seems that, just say for example, using Hong Kong and what's popular in Hong Kong, there's a lot of cooking shows. There's lots of people who are showing their skills.
咁其實香港嘅居住嘅環境，大家都知道嚇，豆腐潤咁，嗰個廚房就更加細。
But brothers and sisters may know, coming from many of us coming from Hong Kong, we know what it's like. The reality, a kitchen might be just a little hole in the wall.
但係佢成日都影呢啲煮餸嘅咁樣嘅節目。
But constantly there are programs on television that shows how to cook.
啊，美國都係。幾乎24小時都有可以喺度你睇到喺嗰度煮嘢。
And certainly in the United States, if you have cable, you have the Food Network that's 24/7.
啊，弟兄姊妹，係神嘅國，唔係在乎呢啲。
But the kingdom of God does not have anything to do with these things.
唔係單係在乎你餵養呢個肉體。
It's not just to feed your physical body.
那係在乎個屬靈嘅供應。
But rather, it is the supply that's needed spiritually.
弟兄姊妹，物質嘅東西係冇地位嘅。
Material things, they are not long-lasting.
係會扭壞。
It will corrupt.
係暫時嘅，唔能夠存到永遠。
It's only temporary. These things cannot last for all eternity.
唯有我哋追求得著基督，然之後有永遠嘅價值。
Only when we pursue after the Lord, when we value the things of the Lord, will there be eternal value for us.
好，我哋講咗咁多關於神國嘅事情。
So we've talked a lot about the Kingdom of God.
原來我哋作為國民而有一個義務，亦都有義務嘅。
But there is something that is the duty of a citizen.
彼得前書我哋讀過嘅已經，頭先已經讀過
了。Earlier we read this verse in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你哋係被揀選嘅族類，即係只有我哋。
It says here, but you are a chosen.Generation. That means that there's only you. You were the ones that were chosen.
所以嗰個要求亦都係喺我哋嘅身上。
And because you and you alone were chosen, therefore the requirement is of you and you alone.
呢個要求係乜嘢呢？
And what is that requirement?
即係下邊講到，我哋好多時候我哋都停咗喺上邊嗰句嘅話。
Oftentimes when we use this verse or when we talk about this verse, we start with it and then stop in the middle and neglect the bottom portion of it.
但今日要弟兄姊妹留意下边要讲嘅，你哋唯有你哋系拣选嘅族类。
But I would like for us to focus on that second portion of this verse today, and that is you are a chosen generation.
系有君尊嘅祭司，系圣洁嘅国度，系属神嘅子民。咁啊点咧？要叫你哋宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者嘅美德。
That you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. So what? It is the following. It's so that you may proclaim the praises in, of his marvelous light.
我们感谢主啊，他在粪堆的里面来提拔我们。
We thank God that he reminds us of this.
叫我们得到尊荣，得到永远的生命。
That we might gain an eternal life, that we might gain an eternal value.
并且用我们叫我们在这个宇宙中间成为他的见证。
And in order that we in his creation might become his testimonies.
最后让我们进入荣耀，同他一同去作王。
And then lastly, to be able to enter into eternity, to co-reign with him.
我们中国有句说话，有权利必有什么？
We have a Chinese colloquialism that says that if you have a duty, then that means, no, if you have the privilege, then that comes with duty.
下面就是说你们的我们做国民的义务是什么呢？
So what then is the duty of being a citizen in the kingdom of God?
要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
In full, it says, you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
听姐妹，简单来讲就是神的子民要有见证。
To put it very simply, that means that the citizens of the kingdom of heaven must be able to be a testimony.
Yeah.在我们的身上面要彰显到神祂自己一切的美好。
That in our lives, we must be able to display all of the excellencies of Him.
在我们的生活，在我们的言行举动一切的里头，要荣耀祂。
That in all the things that we do in our day-to-day lives, we must glorify Him.
教会是包括我们这班人的。
Now the church encompasses all of us.
教会是整个国。
But the church is the kingdom of God.
因此我们是整个国。
That means that we are in the kingdom of God.
一个国之所以是强或者是弱。
Now, whether a kingdom is strong or weak,
在乎统治者的能力，亦都在乎国民有几多的摆上，几多的活出。
It depends on the might of the ruler, but also it depends on the citizens, how much the citizens put forth themselves for the benefit of the kingdom.
我们开始的时候，我们读过那节的圣经就说，我们原是他的工作，是基督耶稣里面造成的。目的是什么呢？为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。第一章。
Earlier we read that verse that tells us that we are to be His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God had, had prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them.
那个行善不是说修桥补路啊，带个盲眼的过马路那些行善。
Walking in good works. I mean, doing good works is not talking about, oh, make sure that you lead the elderly past the crosswalk to the other side of the street.
而是行神所命定的事情。
But rather to walk in those good works which God had prepared.
或者说我们遵行神自己的旨意。
That means that we are to carry out God's will.
让我们的主能够在我们的身上 被见证出来。
So may, and in so doing, then to be able to display Christ in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是我们的责任。
So this is then our responsibility.
这是我们要有的义务。
This is our duty.
因为我们是国民。
Why? Because we are citizens.
教会是神的国。
The church is the kingdom of God.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord deal kindly with us.
虽然或者今天要交通，我所交通的是好像硬一点的。
So, in today's sharing, you might look at it to say, well, it's not so easy to accept or to receive.
但弟兄姊妹，这个是圣经里面的真理的话。
But brothers and sisters, this is the truth that we find in the Bible.
这个也是神愿意我们去知道去明白的。
And this is also truth that God wants for us to see and be able to understand.
我们不再是作外人和客旅，是圣徒同国的。
We are no longer to be sojourners or to be onlookers, spectators, but that we are to be His workmanship. We are part of the kingdom.
我们要活出那个作国民的实际。
And since we are, then we need to live out the reality of being a citizen.
就因此叫神的国能够显明在我们中间。
In order for the kingdom of God to be displayed in us.
我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿你的圣灵在我们的中间运行。
May the Holy Spirit move freely in our hearts.
主啊，叫我们真是能够容易的明白主你自己的话，指你的心意。
That we might be able to better understand your heart and your will.
继续的向我们说话。
Please continue to speak with us.
也继续的引导我们走在主你所喜悦的路上。
And continue to lead us along this way so that we can walk the path that you have laid out for us.
求主祝福你自己的教会。
May you bless your church, Lord.
愿荣耀颂赞都归翻俾你。
We give all glory and honor back to your name.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.